How deep is the well? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. How deep is the well? Well, everyone has a well. Everyone has a fountainhead within them of all knowledge and all wisdom and all genius and so forth. And now we here on the mountains or on Campo, we have about 7 wells. And we have wells that go down deep into the earth. Some of our wells just run and run and run and run and run. And some of our wells run dry. And if I'm sprinkling my garden, and I got my hose turned on, and I let it run, sometimes it'll pump the well dry and it'll turn itself off. Now, why does my well run dry? Isn't that a good question? Why does Ellen had the well drillers drill the well, and they drilled down to so many feet, and they found water. And they said, you want me to go further? And the water was only about 10 gallons a minute or something like that, you know. And it should be 30 gallons a minute. So Ellen said, well, let's try a little deeper. Maybe we get more water per gallon, more, you know, gallons per minute. And so they dug deeper and deeper and deeper, and they were down to 1,000 feet, which is stupid, because you pay for that. And there was no more water down there than there was up above. Now, why did we drill in a modest well instead of drilling in an abundant well? Why did we do that? Well, we all know that we put a cause in motion that we drill right, you know, that we put the well in at the right place in the right way. Now, it can be a matter of inches, feet, or miles between the water runs where you have like underground rivers and stuff like that. And we have several underground rivers right under this property, and they're running hither and yon all over the place. But when my well was drilled at the Hermitage, before I was there, when my well was drilled at the Hermitage, there was no thought about saying, I know that I know that I know I know where to put the well. We just said, well, driller, you know where to put the well, put the well. So the well driller, who didn't know where to put the well, just stuck the well down. And he drilled the well where it was easy to get his truck in, you know, where it was easy to get his apparatus in, instead of where the water really was. Now, we are 20 feet away from the run, where the crevice is in the ground, where the underground river runs. Just 20 feet away from it. But they didn't go over there. They stayed away from that because they wanted a more level plot to work on. You know, they're very... And then too, they might have to drill deeper, which they did. Well, instead of us being in charge, we let them be in charge. And whenever you let somebody else be in charge of your well, then you got a problem. Then you have a problem. When you are in charge of your well, when you're in charge of your life, when you are in charge... Are you God? If you're God, you just say, I know that I know that I know. Or you don't even have to say, I know that I know that I know. You just say, I know, and go, you know. And you do the right thing. But no, you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in yourself because it is an area, you say, I'm not a well driller. I don't know about dowsing. I don't know about underground waters. You don't need to. If you're God, you know everything, but you don't need to know everything. If you say, I know where the water is, and it's right here, then you put your well there. Now, you don't say, now, I don't, let's see, now, the water comes down this crevice here, it comes down here. The water could possibly be here because of this here, and the water could, you see, that's none of your business. If you're a well driller and you want to study that sort of thing, go for it. But if you're a homeowner, if you're a householder, if you're just a person, if you're just a person walking by and the well driller says, hey, I don't know where to drill the well. You want to come and give me a guess? You know, Your mind's clearer than mine is, so come on over here. And so if you walk over there and you say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. And then you walk around and you, well, you don't really walk around, you walk right to wherever it is. And you say, right here is a good spot. And you don't mean a good spot. You mean down below is a roaring river, you know, just waiting to be tapped. And so then you drop your well. And if they follow your directions, see, now their boss may come along later while they're getting ready to go over there. What are you doing over there? You should do it over here. You got a nice firm ground to work on. Set your truck on. You got a nice firm ground to do the over there. It's a slanty hill. And you, well, so you're intimidated and you're moving away from where the water is and you don't drill your well properly. All because it is a little more difficult. It is a little more slanty. And really, that's where the water is. That's where the water is. Now, do you have the courage of your convictions? Can you say, this is what I believe and stand for it? And the answer is no. You haven't been trained in that way. You've been trained to do what other people tell you. I'm your mother now, do what I tell you. Well, you shouldn't do what your mother tells you. Your kids are like that, don't you? You shouldn't do what your mother tells you. You should do what you know is right within yourself. Your mother should give you the principles and the values and the other things upon which to build your understanding, but your mother shouldn't tell you what to do. Your mother should just say, well, son, what do you think is the right thing to do here? What do you think we should do? And the boy, uninhibited, free, because his mother sets him free to be himself and have fun, he says, well, Mom, I think this is where we should put the well. Well, son, why do you think? Mom, do you ask God why? Do you ask God why? And the mom says, nope. But you see, that's it. You say, son, where do you think we should put it? And the son is uninhibited. And he knows just as much as you do, and perhaps more, because he is not limited by your knowledge, by your, well, if the land, the ground goes this way, if the stone is this way, if other people's wells are in this place here, then this is the place to do it. You see, that's all just logic. Now, what about God? Anita?
God is illogical.
God is illogical. And?
Unreasonable.
There's no reason or logic to anything that God does. And yet, we try to make reason and logic our guide in living our life and in doing our things and in acting like God. But the Ouija board, oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whatever, just here it is. You, well, you know, many people, they live lives that are rather hectic. And so, it comes that time where they say, oh, I've got to do something. And so, they take out the book, the Bible, and they open it at random. And they close their eyes, and they put their finger on some place on the page. And they open their eyes, and they read it. And it says, be at peace. All is in divine order. And you say, wow, did I point to the right one? And then you close the Bible, and you open it again, and you point again. And it says, all is right in God's world. Oh, my goodness, you know. And every place you point, you get the same type of answer because that is who you are inside. You're making that answer be on that page. Now you say, how can you do that? You know, it's been printed beforehand. Well, you know exactly where to open it. At random, you open it, and at random, you find it. Now, everyone doesn't get the same answer. Whatever their anger is, or their peace is, or their love is, if you can let go and let God, let the divine in you show you the way, if you can let God be the well driller in you, then you'll know how deep to go. You'll know just how deep, and you don't have to go deep. Do you know, under the Sahara Desert, you know what the Sahara Desert is? It's a great, big, dry desert. Well, not far down under the desert, within between 3 to 20 feet, maybe 3 to 30 feet, is water. Throughout the entire Sahara Desert, it used to be a great forest. It used to be a great, wonderful forest land. The earth shifted a little bit and changed the experience there for it. But it used to be a great forest. Interesting, huh? Fascinating. Now, how deep do you dig? They're trying to encroach onto the Sahara Desert to make it into a tillable land, a land that'll bear fruit and vegetables and stuff like that. And they're succeeding to a degree, but they have one problem. They say, the desert keeps reclaiming the land. The desert keeps now how does it do that? The desert keeps reclaiming land by the wind blowing the sand over already land that is being used by humanity, you know. And on and on and on. Well, who's doing that? You are. I am, by our thoughts. We're thinking the desert keeps reclaiming land. No, stop it. How deep do we drill the well? How deep down do we go? As much as we want to. As much as we want to. It's a matter of what's going on in your world. What's going on in your thought. Yeah. We saw a movie the other day where this fellow was out in the middle of the desert, and this young boy was with him, and I think it was Australia or someplace like that, and they needed water. They didn't have any water. And so this guy was a native of the tribes of the Aborigines, and he knew inside himself by his family tree, so to speak, his family training, that how to find water in the desert. Otherwise, they did not survive. And so he started digging, and he dug, and he dug. And the boy was sitting on the other side of the mound of dirt where he's digging, and he was thinking, oh my, that's not going to get us any place. Well, anyhow, he dug. And then he played a game with the boy. He says, well, now, wouldn't it be nice to have some water? And the boy says, oh my, yes, that'd be wonderful, yum. And so then he had the container, like a dish in his hand, and he filled it with water, and he dripped it down his throat and over himself, and he said, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have some water, you know, because he had dug, and not very deep, but he had dug several feet down under the surface of that desert area, and there was water. Now, if it is so easy to come upon, you think that everyone would do it. Well, the people are doing it where they want to do it, and there's not that many people in that country. There's not that many people who want to populate it yet. But they'll get subdivisions in there and cities and shopping centers, and then people will be there too, you know. But how deep should we drill our well? Well, where is our consciousness? Is our consciousness recognizing that when we point our finger at the Bible, we get the right answer? When we point our finger on the dowsers? I have a number of friends who are dowsers, and that means they can find water, oil, or minerals underground. And most of them are dowsers by remote. You give them a map, and they will look at that map, and they will tell you where minerals are, where things are. Now, you also have to pay them, because, I mean, that's their business. But they will tell you where all the minerals are. But they will also know, if you want, where the mother lode is, where the big pile of minerals or oil or whatever you have. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Now, we have these guys going around the world researching oil and researching gas and researching minerals under the ground. And they're very successful. But the big companies want paid geologists. They want high-priced men to come in and do the work. And, of course, they go by logic and they're not using God. They're going by logic, and they're not finding it. Oh, a little bit here and there, just by accident. But then they go to the native people who know how to douse mentally, like Rudy Medina, the fire chief from Imperial Valley here. He was a native Mexican Indian, and he was one of our good friends, and we went dowsing with him many times, and my son is a very excellent dowser. But we doused with Rudy Medina, and we went into several areas in Mexico, and we doused, and we found an old gold mine there, and we found another, a few other things, and it was fascinating, but it wasn't my interest, so I didn't pursue it. And it wasn't their interest enough to pursue it either, except as a casual, charming, interesting thing. And he would lay coins underneath newspapers. And then he would say, okay, now you tell me where the 1905 nickel is, you know. You tell me where the 1937 dime is, you know. You tell me where these coins are with these dates on them. And most people felt that they couldn't do it, so they didn't even try. And if they had tried, they might have surprised themselves. Well, my son picked them up almost all the time. Rudy picked them up every time. And I picked them up a couple of times. And it was just kind of fun to play it. And we played it on his living room floor. And then while we were playing it, he got bored. He gets bored very easily. And he goes out and he gets a box of his other toys. And here it is, a box of real diamonds. Real diamonds that are worth a lot, a lot, a lot. And he's just got them in a box under the bed, you know, with other things, you know, all his toys that he picks up as he goes around dowsing and doing things. But he was a rich man because he was a happy man inside himself. And he was a poor man with a lot to spend, but yet they drove in their Mercedes and they had their beautiful home and so forth. But he was a poor man because other people wanted him to commercialize what he was doing. And he couldn't allow that to happen because it was fun for him. And he didn't want to make it work. He didn't want to make it be a job. You know what I mean? Now, this is what happens to all of us. Right away we think, Bill Gates, you know, we'd like to have his money. Well, we don't want his money. We'd like to have a lot of money. We'd like to have just enough money to get by. Well, we don't really want money to get by. We want to experience what we want to experience when we want to experience. Where is our well dug? Is it dug into being myself and having fun? Then that's it. Do you travel the world if you wish? Sure. Do you have a home anywhere you go? Sure. Does everyone love you? Sure. Why is that? Because you like yourself. Are you a happy person? Sure. How much more wealth do you want? The physical wealth comes and goes. You spend it. Now, if you want a new dress, you say, I'd like a new dress. You think to yourself. And then you release it. And then the next thing you know, you're at a party, and someone says, what a lovely new dress you have on. And you look at it, oh yeah, it is, isn't it? I hadn't even thought about it, you know. But you demonstrated it without even thinking about it because you took your mind away from it. Once you made your decision you would enjoy a new dress, it came, poof, just like that. And this is what happens. But the moment you sit on it and you incubate it and hatch it, you got problems. You got problems, you know. But let go and let God, that's you, reveal to you all that you are and be yourself and have fun, because that's what life's all about. How deep is your well? 100 miles deep, or just a fraction deep? Or is it the all of you? And I was in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and behind my newspaper offices there was a city fountain. And it was not in the main part of the city. It was off a couple blocks from the main drag. And it was a lovely fountain. It was sort of, you know, had a fountain on it like Ellen has there. And the water was just gushing out of it. And I said to the locals there, I said, what is it? Well, that's where we always got our fresh water. We always got our fresh water. That is an artesian well. It's a well that has burst through the surface and just spouts up constantly. It's constantly shooting out, you know, gallons and gallons of water every minute, you know, maybe 100 gallons, maybe more. But it's just good. And they capped it merely to make it an attractive park, an attractive scene. And the water is spraying all over every place, just lovely. Just really beautiful. Now, you, Beatrice, would you like to be an artesian well? Would you like to be an artesian well of all that is your original purity and integrity of who you are? Would you like to think a thought and your artesian well, shoing, out she flows. You dream a dream and your artesian well, shoing, you know, out she goes. Now, that's the way it really works. That's the divine program. Ask and ye shall receive, knock and it'll be given. I mean, we're given all these beautiful statements, but what do we do with it? We laugh. Last time I knocked, it didn't come. We must learn to be an artesian well. That right from within us, it flows outwardly. Not from outwardly it comes to us, because that also wears out and goes away. But the artesian well, the flow from within us, the divine within us shining forth, the divine within us being the dowser, finding the wells and the minerals and the wonderful surface, under the surface things, you know. Wonderful, huh? Well, play the game. Play the game. Figure out how deep your well is and enjoy it. I love you. I love you.
I love you.